So why don't people want to serve the truth? Why don't people take notice of what's happening? Why don't people see the judgment that's coming? Because Satan is an angel of light, and he's deceived you one way or another. Your false church system's deceiving you, thinking you could be like the world and still claim salvation. That's a lie. You live in the world and you believe your own way. I make up my own spirituality. That's a lie. You're not going to make it except by Christ. You might believe in New Age ways, pagan ways, all kinds of false ways. You believe you could be a sodomite and enter the kingdom of God. You could be a liar. You could be a drunk. None of this is true. Apostle Paul says, no liars, no effeminate, no whoremongers, that would be sexually immoral, will inherit the kingdom of God. The Bible teaches no worldly people will inherit the kingdom of God. If you're of the world, you're not of the kingdom of God. You're following Satan's kingdom, neighbor. And so it doesn't matter if people listen. Do you realize something? God is glorified whether you listen and bend your knee to his truth and obey him or not. Because guess what? If he lets you enter his kingdom because you're born of the gospel, he's glorified. When he judges you and sends you to hell eternally, he's glorified. God is glorified either way. When you repent and you serve him and come out of the world, or when he judges you to hell. So the preacher's job is for the glory of God. Either you make it to the kingdom, or most of you are going to suffer the wrath of God. It's all to his glory. Like a judge that puts the gavel down on a murderer and sends him to jail the rest of his life. It's all for his glory. So decide, is your life going to be to the glory of God because you've obeyed him to eternal life with him? Or is it going to be to the glory of God when he judges you and sends you to weeping and gnashing of teeth, which is where most of you are going per Jesus Christ? Which one will you get, neighbor? Glory of God with him in eternity? Or God's glory when he judges you and separates you from his sheep? It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. My job, a street preacher's job, is to go in the street. The word preach means public crier. Is to go in the street and get you to think about your fate. They're offering you food, frivolity, trinkets. The street preacher's job is to get you to think about, maybe I am headed to hell. Maybe my church system is lying to me. Maybe I am worldly and no one worldly will inherit the kingdom of God. That's what the street preacher's job is. To go and warn you about the sin that's going to destroy you. You're living in sin if you seek after the ways of the world like this. This is the broad road. This is Satan's kingdom. He's distracting you with food and fun and flesh. So if you're wondering, that's what the street preacher's job is. To call people to repentance, to call them to the truth, to get them to see that eternity is coming. It's a glorious thing to lift up the gospel of Jesus. He did not come into the world to shed his blood so you could live a carnal life. Been preaching it all day. Jesus said, I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. That was his first visit as he walked as the Word made flesh. But guess what? He's coming back in judgment next time. He is coming back to judge. He's coming in flaming fire. He's not a baby in the manger next time. You should fear the second coming of Jesus. Because if you're of the world, he's coming to destroy the world and those that don't obey the gospel. The Bible is clear. So if you'll test yourself to the Holy Scriptures and open, you'll see what grave danger you're in. You'll see that you've traded freedom from sin for bondage in sin and worldliness. You'll see that you're demeaning a glorious Savior. He doesn't want your scrap on Sunday. God doesn't want your false traditions of the church system. God wants holiness and obedience from his people. And what does it take to be a child of God? You must be born again by the Spirit. By the shed blood of Jesus, when he sees a willing vessel that repents, not church attendance, altar calls, raising your hand, saying a prayer. When he sees a willing vessel willing to repent and seek the kingdom of God, you can be born again by the Spirit of God. It takes a lot more than a hat, sir.
Yes, it does.
It takes a lot more than a hat. And did you know that the Bible says that you can't be of the world and of God? This is the world. Why are you here today? Why are you here today? This is the world.
We make a church every year.
Yeah, this is entertainment and flesh. Didn't Jesus say go preach the gospel? Why aren't you here preaching the gospel instead of frivolity and entertainment and food? God never required you to go to church on Sunday. That's a man-made tradition. Are you? What flavor do you go to? Yeah. Did you know that man created the Baptist faith?
Man created all the faiths.
No. Well, oh yeah, all the church faiths, but what about the true faith? Shouldn't you be following that instead of Christmas, Easter, pagan holidays, worldliness? You're not going to enter the kingdom of God as a Baptist. You're not. But you got to obey God. You're not obeying him.
It's because I believe God.
No, you got to obey him, sir. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. See, this is the problem with the American church system. The man just told me he's a Baptist, he goes to church, he's fine. He can still be worldly on the side. And that's what the Bible says. The Bible says you got to lose your life to follow Jesus Christ in spirit and truth. This is the problem. The pastors have lied to you, telling you you can be of the world. That you can be like the world. That you can love the things of the world. But that's not what the Bible teaches at all. The Bible teaches that you have to surrender your life to enter a blood covenant with Jesus Christ. He did his part perfectly. You must do your part. What is your part? Your part is to obey God and keep the commandments. You're not doing that when you follow the world, neighbor. You're actually following Satan's kingdom, the culture. You're actually feeding your flesh and walking in unrighteousness. You've actually traded freedom that Christ would give you to be entangled by your sin and your entertainment and your cultural false ways. None of this is of a holy God. None of this is of Jesus Christ and his word. We've asked a bunch of people, does anyone fear God? Americans don't even fear God enough to obey him. Ponder your fate. You can't be of the world, sir. You can't be of the world.